I tell you what we do here at Family Life is only possible because of listeners like you. Mm. And we're in a season right now where your support is critical. Every gift you give allows us to reach many more families with God's love and is designed for relationships. So if Family Life has impacted your life, please consider giving today. It really makes a huge difference.
And you can give online right now at familylifetoday.com or by calling 800-358-6329. Again, the number is 800 F as in family, L as in life, and then the word today. Thanks for listening, and thanks for giving and being a part of our family.
You know, it's easier to act your way into a new kind of feeling than it is to feel your way into a new kind of acting. Mm. And so in marriages that are highly happy, they don't wait for the feelings. They just start acting as if my spouse is for me. Acting as if my spouse really actually does care and love me.
Welcome to Family Life Today, where we want to help you pursue the relationships that matter most. I'm Ann Wilson.
And I'm Dave Wilson, and you can find us at familylifetoday.com. This is Family Life Today. So we've got a highly happy couple sitting in the studio with us today.
Yes, we sure do. Our friends.
Brian and Jen Goins are back, and they're laughing because, you know, they know what we're really talking about.
We're in the so-so couple category. There's three
couples,
right?
No, we're not. We are in the highly happy marriage category.
Jen is happy today. I don't know about you, Brian.
One person says it, you
are. No, I got to be happy.
You better be. Well, yeah, we had you in here yesterday. We had a great time talking about something you're doing on Married with Benefits. Go ahead and tell our listeners about your interviews with Shanti about highly happy couples.
And this is really a book that Jen clued me in on, and I love it. And it really is, you think about if we could learn from the best, like the best couples that are out there. And statistically, what Shanti and Jeff Feldhahn did is they found that there are actually highly happy couples that generally they love being married. They just love it. And they then talk to those couples and say, okay, what is it they do? What are the patterns? What are the habits? What are the practices that they consistently do? And they found 12 secrets. And then they actually found out there was a 13th secret.
And you know what? You said that yesterday. I'm like, what's the 13th?
You have to listen to Married with Benefits.
I guess
I'm not going to give that away. Yeah.
But and you did them all?
We did them all.
Okay.
And we had one episode for each one, and it was great. There were some really, really good ones. And the other thing I thought was interesting is that all of the secrets, Jeff alluded to this yesterday, can be done by just one spouse.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And they make a big difference. And we talked about that of the Weekend Remember, right? This whole idea of, hey, when you're at this conference, draw a circle, imaginary circle around yourself, and just focus on the person in the circle. What do I need to change? And so if one spouse is listening to this and the other one isn't, the response shouldn't be, well, I need to make sure they hear this.
And Brian and Jen, haven't you heard that from couples? I'm all in, mm-hmm. but my spouse, no.
Right.
And I think they feel very hopeless, but we're saying, no, you can feel hopeful because you, by yourself, can even make a difference.
Yeah, you can make a change. And once that one spouse starts seeing that change, people actually, I mean, and this is what we're talking about, people actually want to have a great marriage. Mm-hmm. So when they see one spouse treating them in a way that they weren't expecting, it was going against the pattern.
Or deserve,
exactly. They're showing them mercy. They're showing them grace. That gets catchy. And the other spouse then starts responding, well, I probably need to change my way. There's only one secret that both have to do it. And that secret is, I'll give you this one, that highly happy couples have a secret language that is reciprocal. And so when one spouse does it, the other spouse has to respond in kind.
But all the other ones, it really only depends, or it could only depend on one person.
One person.
You could make a change. To me, that is so hopeful.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
I always love telling people that, and mm-hmm. I feel confident because of the research she's done.
Yes.
But I feel like that's such a hopeful thing. Mm. Because I know, like you said, people are like, we've got to have us both. Both have got to be on the same page. And obviously, eventually, both do have to be on the same page. But it can start with one.
Yeah, so today we're sort of part two of Believe the Best. Highly happy couples believe the best about their spouse. Yesterday was sort of the science and how that affects our brain, even our marriage. Today is, how do we do this? So we're going to go listen to you and Shanti talk about this, and then we're going to respond. So here's Brian.
1 Peter 3:9, where he says, do not repay evil with evil or insult for insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing. because to this you were called so that you may actually inherit a blessing. Paul says the same thing in Romans where he says, don't return evil. Like there's this principle right. where we're going, well, you can do it your way. You could, you know, when you get the ow, you can ow back. And all of us know what that experience is like in marriage.
And how where it goes.
And where that cycle never wins. Like whenever Jeff said the silent treatment, I'm a stuffer. When Jen and I are in an argument, I just retreat. And it's not like I roll tape back on that argument and go, that really helped her come around. That really helped her apologize and seek forgiveness and see it my way.
Yeah.
No, it always fails miserably. We know the snarkiness and sarcasm. It all ends in the same place. So what God is going is like, you can go your way and have the same results.
Yeah.
Or you could actually believe something different and maybe experience a blessing.
We had, I can't remember when this was, Jeff, but do you remember that couple where I think it was the husband who put something on his mirror?
Mm-hmm.
Was it the husband?
It was the husband. Bathroom mirror.
He said he heard us talk on this topic at a marriage conference. We did, because this is one of the talks that we often do at a marriage event. And he went home and he took a sticky note and he wrote, believe the best on the sticky note. Put it on his mirror, his bathroom mirror. And basically it was I'm going to choose every day. I'm going to choose today.
Yeah.
That when I'm hurt, when she does whatever, that I'm going to look for a more generous explanation for what that was. And believe and choose to believe she wasn't doing it to drive me nuts.
We're talking about in this season how we really want to do the little things that can move us in the right direction.
Yes.
And it's usually the little things going in the wrong direction that causes such friction in marriage. Yes. So take this and make it super practical, Feldhans. Believing the best sounds like it's just tricking my mind. You know, it's just a Jedi mind trick on my marriage.
Well, here's the thing. It kind of is, but okay. It's a Jedi mind trick about the truth. Remember, mm-hmm. you're actually choosing to believe the truth rather than the lie you were believing.
Yeah. And the lie was, again, say
the lie was that this person doesn't care about me. No, the truth is, and this is the first thing to help with that Jedi mind trick. There's a tip here. There's a habit building here. There's a step-by-step in the right direction here is that when you feel that ow, do what the happy couples did, which is, yep, you're going to feel that. It's going to be frustrating. It's going to be painful. Whatever that is accurate. It's legitimate. But then ask yourself, what is a more generous explanation? Mm. Is it that they don't care about me? Or is there another potential explanation here? And look for it. And when you look for the more generous explanation, you almost always find it. And even if you don't, you can actually then, step number two, you can actually go to your spouse and you can be like, I'm really disappointed. I'm really upset about such and such. Help me understand.
Yeah.
Right? Because you can't stuff everything. You have to be able to raise these things.
So it's not ignoring the owl. I think we need to be clear about that.
Yes, like
it's not. The owl is legitimate.
It's
just, I'm going to choose to believe the best. When I choose to believe the best, then I can start asking questions. I can say, man, I don't know if you know how that came across, but this is what that felt like to me.
Exactly. And here's what you just did in the way you said that. You are asking them the question in a way that assumes there's mm-hmm. another explanation.
Yeah.
Okay. You assume when you say, help me understand, or you probably didn't realize how this came across. What you're doing is you're actually saying you're handing them a generosity of spirit in that question.
Yeah.
And giving them the opportunity. Now, some people are going to say, you are letting them take advantage of you.
Yep.
Right? Like, and okay, there is that small percentage. Unfortunately, I wish that that was 100%. It's not, right? Mm-hmm. But there is that small percentage of people who just, they're done. They don't care. Their brain and their heart has like checked out. But that is a very rare situation. And so the vast majority of the cases, you're actually giving them an opportunity to share what is the truth.
Yeah. It made me think of good friends of ours that are Weekend Remember speakers, Ed and Amy. And they have a thing, and I think they heard it from somebody, where it's like it's the take it back card. So like if their spouse, if their spouse says something that is really rude or unkind, or like you prompt them by going, do you want to take it back? Like, do you want to take that card back? So it just gives them that, and it's kind of funny. It's like, Yeah, I do want to take it back. Or
can
it's
we
like,
start practicing that, Jeff?
Yeah,
like,
isn't that
would
good?
That be okay with you? Because do that we, would really know? Work. Yeah, yeah. No, I that would. I need that take it back card. I actually said something yesterday right before I came here. I think I hurt his feelings. I'm like, dang.
Right.
Yeah, take it back.
And maybe you just be the one to say that. Like, well, even because I think most of us know right when we say, right when Bruce says, "I'm just giving, I'm giving myself another opportunity to serve you." He knows what he's doing with that card.
It's like, oof.
I know exactly what card I'm playing. And then for me to even say, oh, wait, can I take that back? Because if you just get in that habit again, I'm going to choose to believe the best. I love that post-it note. And maybe that's one of the great practical things. It's just for until you get it down in your head, keep putting reminders out in front of us. So he talked about we feel that owl. Ask, is there a more generous explanation for what just happened? If it hurt, assume it wasn't because of the worst. Right.
Right. And you can now ask them. Right. Like that's actually part step two is actually pretty important. If there is something that needs to be addressed, that's when you go. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you may not have realized how this came across, but
right.
Or help me understand such
what
and
you,
such.
What are you going through to have you treat me like that? Right. Like what's going on in your mind right now?
That could be it too.
Yeah.
Right. Like that really could be. And then the third thing that I think is actually important is overall recognize in how you're, as you're learning this, especially how, as you're choosing to try to believe the best, even when you're hurt, recognize that how you are treating your husband or your wife in that, try to be kind.
Yeah.
Jeff was reminding us of this quote that's attributed to Plato or Aristotle or a Scottish philosopher named Ian McLaren. Like it's attributed to a lot of people. But I saw it on the back of a
Abraham
t-shirt.
It's Abraham Lincoln, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I saw it on the back of a t-shirt a number of years ago and it says, be kind for everyone you meet is fighting a great battle.
Mm.
And the reality is you would want your spouse to believe the best of you.
Yeah.
You know, when you're in that, when you're like, oops, take it back. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. You would want them to believe the best mm-hmm. of how you feel about them.
Yep.
Well, give them the same grace.
Yeah.
I mean, I just want to go home now and live it. You know, it's, honestly, just hearing that is just like, okay, believe the best on the mirror. That is an image I won't get out of my mind. And possibly put it on the mirror. Because it's a reminder. It's like, This is not only true about my marriage, but it's what highly happy couples do, and I'll be better if I do it. That's what I got.
Okay, Brian and Jen, let's get down into this. Tell us what that has looked like. Not the perfect, you guys, but tell us a time where you haven't done this well. Where you haven't assumed the best.
Where we haven't assumed the best?
Yeah.
Or?
Oh, it, totally. In the beginning of our marriage,
did.
Yes, because he had the same problem that Dave had and that he would come home late
Dave
all the time.
Dave passed it down to me.
Yes. And I would be so angry and so hurt.
Did you have kids?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's was part of it
mm-hmm.
because I wanted a break. I needed him home. I had made dinner and he was late. And sometimes it was work and maybe I could understand that. Sometimes he was playing racquetball and that ticked me off.
Yeah, Dave was basketball or
you
softball.
You can't hide that. Like you don't come in with your sweaty clothes and go, yeah, I'm sorry I was late. I had this thing at work. And it's like, no, wait.
And you've got spit up on your shoulder.
Yes.
You've
eaten mac and cheese for the fourth time that week
you
for
haven't
lunch.
Had a conversation.
How long are we going to talk about this?
Can we
keep moving on?
Anyway, the poor mom, no. So that was, I did not believe the best.
Yep.
Instead of putting yourself believing the best. Maybe he was playing racquetball, but he had a stressful job. And racquetball is really helpful in getting out stress.
Mm.
I mean, of course, I want to do things too. But if I'm going to just think about me and put the circle around my chair and figure out how I want to treat my husband is to understand and believe the best that he was really trying to beat this guy at racquetball, and that would have been really helpful.
It was like game three. I won the first one. He won the second one. You got to pay the rubber match,
you gotta
right?
You got to play the rubber.
Yeah. But I do think there is something to be said about when there is a pattern, it's okay, now let's really talk about this. But it's all about how we come to talk about it.
That's the key.
That's the key. And that's what I was getting at yesterday when we were talking about that, of saying, hey, when you do confront the pattern to say, I know that you care about me and I believe the best about you, even saying those things.
You might not feel it, but you're going to say it like
exactly.
that.
You're going to say it like that.
So it sounds like it's pretty perfect now for you guys.
I asked her, I was like, are you going to say what happened this past weekend? Because there was, I mean.
Yes, you are. This is the whole thing
where it's like everyone gets hurt in marriage and it doesn't stop. Like our illustrations aren't all in the past.
Wouldn't that be nice if they
were? That would be nice if all of a sudden we had graduated sanctification. Like we just are at the level of Jesus and that's how we treat each other. But instead, my sin comes out on a weekly basis, on a daily basis.
The pain and hurt can still be there, but I do feel like this past week, which actually was, 2 days ago?
Mm-hmm.
We got there a lot quicker. And underneath it all, even though I was pained and sad, we'll tell you.
Yeah.
We were able to work through
Thanks,
it.
Thanks for bringing us on here so that we could share this to everybody.
So I had a speaking engagement this week. And I had been waiting for a while. I got this great illustration. So I finally said, I told it to my daughter and her boyfriend, and they were like, oh my goodness, that is amazing. I told it to another friend, and they're like, that's really, really good. So it's early in the morning.
Yeah.
We're sitting down, and I was like, Brian, I've been waiting to tell you about my talk. I'm really excited about it. And I told it, point three. And I told it to him and I was like, what do you think? And he literally said, it's okay.
Yeah. Not my best moment.
And I, for some reason, I just started crying. But I knew underneath it all, I cried because I was hurting, but I wasn't crushed. I didn't tell him, I don't think you don't care about me, because I knew he did. I knew he had made a mistake. And so in that sense, I was hurt and I kind of went silent and I kind of, you know, he's like, Jen, I'm so sorry. He apologized right away because he saw my tears. And I got up and just walked away because I was still really hurt and kind of mad about it, or just, you know, just hurt. And he kind of gave me a minute and I took a walk and I even cried a little bit about it on the walk and realized there's some other stuff behind that too. But I came back and he's like, I want to talk with you. And he apologized. And I was like, I know you care about me. I know you just made a mistake. And so we moved on within a morning instead of maybe a day or two or longer letting it simmer.
Yeah.
So that's where I feel like we've grown in our 28 years of marriage, of learning. I believed the best about him. I knew he didn't want to hurt me. I also had to say to myself, there have been times where I've done that to him. He communicates more than I do. And he's asked me about some things, I haven't said something about a talk. And so I've hurt him as well. It's like put myself in his position where maybe he's given this big talk and I didn't say anything. Mm. And so just again, giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. I like this quote that Shanti says, once you believe your spouse absolutely cares about you, those distancing feelings of hurt, anger, and resentment arise a lot less often. It's not that they don't arise. They will, you know, and I wasn't looking for a fight that morning. I didn't wake up that morning going, I can't wait to put Jen down. I just did it because I was insensitive in a moment. But I think what I've tried to, in the past, I think that insensitivity would have just created more distance. And I would not have come to say, I'm sorry, nearly as quick, because I would have been prideful about it.
Jen, I don't know if you did this on purpose, but the walk is an illustration for all of us. Take a moment. You need to take a moment. Sometimes you can't in the moment respond. I mean, you cried in the moment, but then it's like on this little walk, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half a day, whatever, you are able to do. I wrote down as we listened to Shanti, is like she said, feel it. Remind yourself of the truth. Share the hurt. Assume the best and ask them in kindness to clarify. You did all of that. And she wasn't giving us a pattern, a roadmap, but she sort of was. And I know you've done that many times. It's like, I need a minute, you know?
Yeah.
And that helps you go, I'm believing a lie. Here's the truth. And in that process, you sort of bring God into the picture and say, God, I need you to give me the right thoughts. And by the time you get back, it's a different conversation.
And
right?
It's such a blessing because I don't have the time most mornings to go on a walk because I work. Mm-hmm. But that morning I got to have a short walk and it does really help. So even if you can't physically, you're thinking, oh man, I can't do that all the time. Just go someplace, get it alone and just take a minute to really think and pray and make some choices.
Yeah. I think it's okay to call a timeout.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, a timeout, you know, Dave, you like sports, right?
I hate them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the reason why a coach calls a timeout is because the momentum in the game is going in a direction they don't want it to go.
Yeah. Gotta stop it.
And we know when that momentum hits in our marriage And you can either keep going down that road and start escalating and do tit for tat and repay evil for evil and insult for insult. Or you go, let's call a timeout here. We're both a little heated. We're both a little frustrated. Let's go into our corners for a second. Let's go on the sidelines and just reconnect with a coach.
Yeah.
And the coach is going to go, okay, what's true? What are the lies?
Right.
But for me, I found that I don't question my feelings enough.
Mm.
You know, it's like feelings feel you. They're not necessarily right or wrong. They just, you just feel them. You feel hurt. You feel frustrated. You feel disappointed in expectations. And so it's just when those feelings start taking down the road of, so they must not care for me. They must hate me. They're against me. We need to stop that train and start going, okay, how do I act towards them as if I believe the best about them? And we like to say it, that we can remember, you know, it's easier to act your way into a new kind of feeling than it is to feel your way into a new kind of acting.
Mm.
And so in marriages that are highly happy, they don't wait for the feelings. They just start acting as if my spouse is for me. Acting as if my spouse really actually does care and love me.
That's good. And at the end of the day, we all know the truth.
Yeah.
Brian was wrong. And your illustration was a killer. And the women were cheering at the end.
It was so funny because actually... I hate to say this, but
I hate to say this, but let me go ahead and talk about it.
It was an amazing illustration.
It really was. And I had this lady come up to me, and because apparently Jen decided to tell the story to her friend.
Well, my close friend. I told one friend.
Which is fine.
Because she was a fellow speaker, and she said, I wanted to do it. I wanted to give this talk to my husband. And I was like, oh, wait till you hear what I did when I gave it to my husband.
We both
laughed. And so when she got down, she goes, oh, I can't wait to tell Brian. So we had fun with it. We let it go. And I do believe that Brian has my best intentions at heart. And so we're over it now. Now we can laugh about it.
The day ended a lot differently than when it began.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'm telling you this, that story in itself is a take home for every listener.
Mm.
Thank you. Seriously, you modeled how a highly happy couple gets to highly happy. It doesn't always start there, but you go on a journey. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Thanks. This is Family Life Today. We're Dave and Ann Wilson, and we've been talking with Brian and Jen Goins about the Family Life podcast called Married with Benefits. And you can find that wherever you get your podcasts.
Wasn't that fun to be with them and listen to that? So good. I love how these conversations that we have, like this one with Brian and Jen, they help our marriages. It gives us tools to know what we can do. And that's what we do at Family Life Today. We want to help you, your marriage, your family. And honestly, this time of year is really critical for us at Family Life Today because it's a time where your donation, if you give and become a partner, your donation will actually be doubled this time of year. And we've had a matching program up to $3 million that if you give, it will be doubled, and we need that. And this only happens at this time of year. That's why it's so critical.
So now's the time to go to familylifetoday.com and become a financial partner with Family Life. Or you can call us at 1-800-358-6329. That's 800, F as in family, L as in life, and then the word today. And it would mean the world to us if you gave us a call or went to familylifetoday.com and made a donation. That will help us change the world.
And this is kind of a fun little bonus of what we're doing. When you give to help more families, we want to send you two books as our thanks. The first one is a devotional by Katie Davis Majors called Our Faithful God Devotional, which is 52 weeks of leaning on his unchanging character. And then the second book we want to send you is a children's book by Ruth Cho Simons called Home is Right Where You Are. It is a gorgeously illustrated book based on Psalm 23. And both of these books are our thanks to you when you give a donation of any amount this month. Again, you can give online at familylifetoday.com or give us a call at 800-358-6329. Or you can mail us your donation at Family Life, 100 Lakehart Drive, Orlando, Florida, 32832. Just make sure to let us know that you'd like copies of Our Faithful God Devotional and Home is Right Where You Are.
For Dave and Ann Wilson, Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week on Family Life Today.
Family Life Today is a donor-supported production of Family Life, a Crew ministry, helping you pursue the relationships that matter most.